Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Jed Marshall from 810 WHB in Kansas City. How we doing today, man?
Garrett, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. Really well, man. Training camp is plugging along really well. Cleveland Browns just had a training camp. Had our first preseason game against the Washington Redskins. Kansas City Chiefs look to be the perennial power that they look to be going forward in the 2019 season. They have the reigning MVP of Patrick Mahomes. What have they looked like so far in training camp? And what are they looking to work on so far going into the 2019 season?
It'll be interesting to see what they do tonight. Obviously, we know what the Chiefs have in Patrick Mahomes, even if he is to regress. I mean, I've heard that the popular narrative amongst many different media members, the fact that, you know, he can't duplicate what he did last season. Yes, we're talking about where he put up 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. That's only been done a handful of times in the NFL. So even if he doesn't take a step back, I think more what people are looking at is for improvement on the defensive side of the ball, seeing what Steve Spagnuolo brings, going from the 3-4 to the 4-3, the addition of Frank Clark, you know, I mean, stuff like that, seeing what Kendall Fuller does. There's a lot of hype around Juan Thornhill. So I think that's what we're all looking for, at least tonight against Cincinnati.
Talking to Jed Marshall, 810 WHB in Kansas City. Obviously, I believe one of the biggest connections is John Dorsey here in Cleveland, John Dorsey in Kansas City. You know, some of the moves that he made has been, you know, in the media and in speculation. Is different people that we've taken here and some of the people he's taken there. We had Antonio Callaway, who was suspended for 4 games for violating league rules. How long, given, you know John Dorsey in Kansas City, how long of a leash do you think that Antonio Callaway will have with John Dorsey, knowing his track record with a guy like maybe a Tyreek Hill, maybe a guy like Kareem Hunt? Do you think Antonio Callaway will have a longer leash, or what do you think is going to happen with that situation?
I can't speak specifically to what's going on in Cleveland with the 4-game suspension, but I know that John Dorsey never showed or shied away from taking players who had a checkered background. You're closer to the situation with Kareem Hunt than I am, but I know at Toledo, there was a reason he fell to become a third-round pick, and I think that played out here in Kansas City, and unfortunately, I hope that Kareem Hunt has taken care of whatever he needs to do and has become a better person like he spoke about. So I hope that he's become a better man, has really taken to heart what he said in his time in Kansas City and what he said at Brown's training camp. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see what kind of leash he has for something where it's already, you know, a guy who's suspended for like a performance enhancing or off the field issue that's related to drugs, because he didn't really ever have to deal with that. But even with Tyreek Hill, again, he fell to the 5th round, and we've seen what's kind of unfolded. So I don't think John Dorsey has ever shied away from taking talented players, but looking at maybe what skill is versus, you know, it's more of a risk-reward situation with him, and sometimes that can burn you. We'll see what happens heretofore moving forward with Kareem Hunt there in Cleveland and obviously in Kansas City with Tyreek Hill.
Well, you know, we got rid of a guy named Antonio Brown out of our division, and we're glad to see him go because he used to destroy us here. We shipped him off to the AFC West where you guys have to deal with him. Given his track record with between his feet and now the helmet situation, you know, what's your thoughts on Antonio Brown? Will he ever touch the field down there in Oakland? And do you think he'll be a productive guy in Oakland, and do you think it'll be a good fit with him and David Carr and John Gruden?
I don't think any time Hard Knocks picks you to come on, that's a bad decision. I know that it worked out well there in Cleveland, and you got to see Baker Mayfield kind of show what he's able to do, and I think I'm excited for what's going on there with your football team. I can't wait to watch them. But more specifically to your question about Antonio Brown, no, I think that guy's a clown. I think that Hard Knocks is kind of a curse that goes on. We watched it here in Kansas City. It was a bad TV show. It reflected that they were a bad team in Oakland. We'll see what happens. They have a lot of personalities, but Antonio Brown, the fact that he was dumb enough to go into the freezing chamber without the proper footwear and burn his feet. He showed up in a hot air balloon. The guy's a disaster. If anyone who's willing to breach what the locker room code is, and Garrett, you know this, you've covered enough locker rooms, clubhouses, what have you, you don't take your phone in there if you're a media member, and you certainly don't do it if you're a player. That guy's an absolute clown. I think that the Oakland Raiders are going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, the fact that you didn't read the manual for the hyperbaric chamber, like that comes with like manuals, doesn't it? I'm confused that you didn't wear any footwear, and that's how you pay your bills. But I digress. We keep it moving. Looking at the overall pecking order in the AFC West, you know, you look at the Chiefs, and obviously they're going to be a team that everybody looks to be as at the top of contenders for in the AFC West. Where do you have teams like the Chargers, and who do you think is your, you know, strongest competition, and where do you have a team slotted in the AFC West coming up this year?
I think that you have to have the Chiefs and Chargers at the top slot. Where you want to slot them, I think, is arguable. You know what you have in San Diego. Phillip Rivers is a known commodity, and I talked about earlier the regression that a lot of people see from Patrick Mahomes. I have a lot more faith in Andy Reid than I think he maybe gets credit for around the country, but I think Mahomes is a smart enough guy, and he has such a hard work ethic and is so dedicated. So you put those two things together, and then you talk about Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill. You know, I mean, we'll see what they have at the running back spot. They have Sammy Watkins, assuming that he's able to stay healthy. I think that the Chiefs are a slight favorite over the Chargers. You have to keep in mind what's happening with Melvin Gordon out there. Phillip Rivers is getting older, still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, you have guys like Mike Williams, and Hunter Henry, I really like, maybe as a fantasy sleeper tight end. So they have a lot of talent. They have a better defensive, probably front, more at least, I guess, seasoned or experienced and tested, but we'll see what the AFC West shakes out like. I think then you probably go Broncos and Raiders. The Broncos, their quarterbacks are still a mess, and the Raiders, I'm not sold on Derek Carr. I think that they're more eyeing next year when they move to Vegas in 2020 to actually try and start presenting more as a challenger.
Talking to Jed Marshall of 810 WHB in Kansas City on a North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. When you look at it overall, and you're looking at it from a perspective in Kansas City from, you know, the Tyreek Hill situation, how do you think he is adjusted to, you know, past his legal problems? How has he handled that? How has the locker room embraced him? And how has the fans overall embraced him in Kansas City and moved on past his legal issues this offseason? And do you think he'll be able to have a bounce-back season and put that past him?
I think on the football field, he will do what he does. I know he's getting a little bit older, and anybody who is a speed-reliant guy is always, you're always going to have question marks about how much they lose a step. And I know that different, you know, ESPN Fangraphs type stuff have shown that he's maybe lost like a half mile on certain routes. I'm not so concerned about that. He's such a stoutly built 5'10 guy, and he's a monster when you see him on the field. As far as what fans have come to say, it's been a very polarizing and troubling topic for a lot of different reasons. We don't need to get into all of that, but it's been very, very difficult to talk about here in Kansas City, and I don't want to say the right thing or the wrong thing, but I think that once the season starts, and now the fact that he was, by the NFL standards, allowed to play, I think that fans are going to kind of, you know, hey, we come for an escape when we come to an NFL game. We want to watch our Chiefs score touchdowns. Tyreek Hill is one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. So we will cheer for him, whether they do it with kind of a sour taste in their mouth. I think that there's so much excitement about this team because they were able to get to the AFC Championship game. Granted, they were a play away from making the Super Bowl, and it's been 50 years here in Kansas City. So I think that people, once games start, and tonight, if he does anything, catches a 5-yard slant and takes it 80 yards from Mahomes, and that's the first play of the game, and that's the one thing they see, the rest of the second team comes in, I think that will be the football will clear at least people's conscience unless something comes about that we're not aware of.
Talking to Jed Marshall in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And before we let you go, one quick question of tonight. Patrick Mahomes obviously is a cheat code in Madden. He's a cheat code in real life. He can throw the ball 96 yards backwards with blindfolded in a hurricane. There's always guys that you can obviously play with on your roster, and that guy is going to make them a house. Can you give me somebody in Kansas City Chiefs camp that's going to play, that is going to be a household name by the end of the season because they play with Patrick Mahomes that no one knows of right now?
Ooh, wow, that's a good question. Do you consider DeMarcus Robinson in the receiving core a household name? Because I think
I don't know him. That counts.
Oh, okay. He was drafted, I can't remember, it was I think last year or the year before. I don't have my computer in front of me. But, yeah, a kid from Florida, he had good chemistry. He had 5 touchdowns last year, and I think that he and Patrick work really well together. And, again, we'll see what happens with Mecole Hardman. A lot of people, there's another name if you want one. A lot of people have high expectations from him, second-round pick. But I would maybe watch for DeMarcus Robinson.
I'll take it, man. And I'll use that for my fantasy update as well. I'll take that, man.
Garrett, let me ask you a question. Have you played the new Madden?
Yes, I've played the new Madden. I don't get a chance to play it, but I played the new Madden. And when Patrick Mahomes' X Factor is really updated, it's ridiculous.
Okay, I have to go play my girlfriend's little boy later today, so I'm glad to know that I know what to do now.
Yes. Patrick Mahomes, get his X Factor icon lit up, and it's over. There you go.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.